And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
It's 11:32, time for round one of radio's shortest quiz, the 60-second challenge. And joining us this morning, one of our regular contestants. Having said that, not heard from him for a few weeks. Say good morning to Keris Phillips. Hi, Keris.
Morning, Dave. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And what have you been up to since we last spoke? About a month ago, I think, now.
Indeed. No, usual routine day. Very busy, yet at work still. And catching bits and pieces of Glastonbury over the last couple of days. I'm very impressed with Paul McCartney last night. And Bruce Springsteen was one of the special guests who was singing Glory Days together. So very nice. Very good. Very entertaining.
Yeah, interesting you should say that. I've not watched it yet. I have recorded it, and I shall be watching it later on today, providing I don't fall asleep after this. And I saw that particular clip, and it was memorable. And I think, as one of the news reporters said, you could see that Bruce Springsteen was so excited having to perform with Paul McCartney. Wonderful, that wasn't it? Wonderful moment.
Third place, yeah.
Right, and I gather it's a new record audience for that particular part of Glastonbury. 100,000 people were watching Paul McCartney. Wow, brilliant.
Wow. Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Right, let's get back onto the matter in hand. It's a 60-second challenge, as you know, because you've done this loads of times before. I have to accept your first answer, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we shall move on. Okay? Good luck, and here they come. Which Tommy was considered to be Britain's first rock and roll star?
Tommy Steele.
How many guitarists were there in the Shadows?
Three.
Which 80s rock band had England's most common surname as their name?
The Smiths.
Which park gave hits for Donna Summer and Richard Harris?
McCarthy.
Which country does Gina G come from?
Australia.
Which Gilbert appeared on stage in short trousers and a cloth cap?
Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Whose first hit was Love Me For A Reason in 94?
Take that.
What is George's surname and Bolton's first name?
Michael.
Whose first album was called Otis Blue?
Otis Redding.
In which decade was Whitney Houston born?
'50s.
And how was Cass Elliot better known? And you can answer that one. Cass Elliot.
Oh, Mama Cass.
Mama Cass, you're going to go for that one. Right, let's see how you got on with those. A pretty good score, I think. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 questions in your allotted time. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 questions right. Not bad at all.
There were a few guesses there, I must admit those, yeah.
Yeah, well, if there were guesses, you did pretty well. I'm guessing the ones that were guessed... Mama Cass, possibly, was that a guess?
Yeah, it came to me straight away there, Mama Cass.
Yeah. And the Otis Blue one, that's one I would have struggled with, but worth a guess.
Otis Redding, wasn't
it? Otis Redding, it was, yep. Okay, so the only two you slipped up on, whose first hit was Love Me For A Reason in 1994. You said Take That. You should have said Boyzone for that one.
Yeah, okay.
And the other one, and now I must admit, I would have got this one wrong. In which decade was Whitney Houston born? You said, as I would have said, the 1950s, but it was actually... the 1960s.
Was it really? It was indeed,
but a pretty good score. We'll see if anybody can beat that in the next round, but thanks for taking part. Enjoy the rest of Glastonbury, and we'll have you back on the radio real soon.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
Thanks, Keris. Bye-bye now. Bye.
And now, it's the quiz of the week, the 60-second challenge.
Just coming up to 12:30, time for round two of the 60-second challenge, radio's shortest quiz. Now, if you're with us an hour ago, you will have heard Keris Phillips get a pretty impressive score, although not normally as high as he gets. But 9 out of 11, with no passes at all, is a pretty respectable score. Hoping to beat that score, another one of our regular contestants, we say good afternoon to Trudy Powell. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
Now, we were hoping to have you on the quiz last week, but you were out shopping, I gather.
I was.
How dare you do that on a Sunday morning when you know I'm going to call you?
Isn't it, really? You know, bad timing there.
Indeed it was, yeah. And when you're not shopping, you're busy working, I gather.
Oh, yeah. We are exceptionally busy at the moment. I'm not complaining because at the end of the day, you know, if we're really busy, I'm not going to be losing my job.
Well, that's the only positive way to look at it, isn't it? Yeah, exactly. When so many people are struggling at the moment, that is fantastic. Yeah, right.
I'm quite happy in my job. So.
Well, that's important as well, isn't it? You know, to have a job that you're happy doing. There's nothing worse than having a job that you're only doing to earn money. And I know a lot of people have to do that.
Yeah, no.
Brilliant. Okay, then, were you listening when Keris was on at 11:30?
I had half an ear, yeah.
Half an ear, yes. So any idea how many of those 11 questions you would have got right?
Not many.
Right, well, your questions are different, so fingers crossed you're going to do all right. The usual reminder that once they start, you've got 1 minute to answer as many of these as possible. Have to accept your first answer, as you know, but if you don't know what the answer is, you can say pass and we'll move on, okay?
Yep.
Good luck, and here they come. Who was David Cassidy's backing group?
Partridge Family.
Who was Mrs. Bob Geldof at the start of the 1990s?
Paula Yates.
Which town does Lisa Stansfield come from?
Bradford, no.
What were Susie Quattro's stage outfits usually made from?
Leather.
Which Gary sang with the Union Gap?
Gary Puckett.
Whose first hit in 74 was Sugar Baby Love?
Pass. Can't think.
Which instrument did Alan Price play?
Piano.
Which Chrissy sang with the Pretenders?
Hines.
In which decade did the Platters enjoy their greatest success?
60s.
Which 70s supergroup included Roger Waters and Dave Gilmour? And you can answer that.
Pink Floyd.
You're going to go for Pink Floyd on that one, right? Think you did all right. You answered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 questions in your allotted time. And you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 questions right. So not quite enough to win this week. But not a bad score at all.
Anyway.
Well, that's right. It's always difficult to beat him. Yeah. We should ban him like this dancer in the Sunday survey. Right. Okay, let's go through the ones you slipped up on. And I think you might actually know some of the answers to these when I tell you. The town that Lisa Stansfield came from was Rochdale, which of course was in Lancashire, now in Greater Manchester. Yeah. Whose first hit in 74 was Sugar Baby Love? Has that come to you?
Was it the Bay City Rollers?
Not the Bay City Rollers. No. You're thinking of in the right era, but it was actually the Rubettes with a very high-pitched singer in the group.
Yeah.
And the decade when the Platters enjoyed their greatest success, not the 60s, although that was an understandable answer, it was actually back in the 1950s.
Right. Yeah, I was tossing up between the two. So.
Yeah, well, as I say, a pretty respectable score. Thanks for taking part. Don't work too hard. And we'll have you back on the quiz in about a month's time.
All right, Dave.
Thanks, Trudy. Thanks for taking part. Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye.
That was all right, wasn't it? And the usual reminder that next Sunday could be your turn. Get in touch via Facebook if you fancy having a go at the quiz.